Affordable housing is a big issue in Washtenaw County, and particularly in the Ann Arbor area. Now imagine being a senior citizen, perhaps on a fixed income. You want to live or stay in the area, but the high costs make it difficult. You may also want to stay in a home that you already own, but to do so, you're going to need some help. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU, and I welcome you to Washtenaw United. In this weekly feature, we focus on issues of equity and opportunity. The Housing Bureau for Seniors is a community-supported program through Michigan Medicine, and it works throughout Washtenaw County to assist the elderly in maintaining affordable and appropriate living arrangements. Today, we're going to focus on something called the Home Share Program. I have two guests today, first of which is Janet Hunko, and Janet is the director at Housing Bureau for Seniors, and thank you so much for being here. I do appreciate it.
Thank you.
And my other guest is Judy Slater. Judy is a Home Share recipient and volunteer, and Judy, thank you for coming in today.
My pleasure.
Well, Janet, I want to start with you, and tell us exactly what the mission is of the Housing Bureau and this Home Share Program.
So the Housing Bureau for Seniors works to with older adults to make sure that they stay safely and sustainably housed. We do that in many different ways, one of which is home share. But besides that, we have foreclosure prevention, where we work with homeowners who might be at risk of losing their homes due to foreclosure, either tax foreclosure or mortgage foreclosure. We also work with renters who are in tenancy situations that are at risk of losing their tenancy for a myriad of reasons.
So let me ask you this. We have an aging population. We know that. In Washtenaw County, how many seniors are you assisting through the Housing Bureau?
My report last year for total served is about 1,200 individuals. Different places, different ways.
Sure.
So not everyone is eviction, not everyone is foreclosure. One of the programs that we worked with, we partner with the AARP and we do a tax assistance program. So a lot of those numbers are for individuals who came through our program there. We also partner with the United Way in for a tax assistance as well. So it's all encompassing.
As you project forward, do you anticipate that there are going to be more of our elderly and more senior citizens that are going to be needing housing assistance?
Absolutely. As you said in your intro, there's a shortage in affordable housing. Affordable housing starts for individuals who could make up to $30,000, $40,000, and that's not realistic in some of the population that we work with.
That is the voice of Janet Hunko, the director at the Housing Bureau for Seniors, and our other guest is Judy Slater. And Judy, you are a participant in a volunteer for the Home Share Program. But before we get into exactly what you're doing with that, I want to have you tell us a little bit about your story. It's a nice backdrop for what Home Share is. You were born in Kansas and grew up in California. How is it that you've come to us in Ann Arbor and Washtenaw County?
I'm following family who can watch me grow old.
Well, there's nothing better than following family. Through your professional career, you have worked in office administration. Now, did that provide the kind of living that would give you a secure retirement?
No, it didn't, because I was faced with a divorce that gave me no financial assistance, and I was raising two children, so everything I earned went for our living and to help with their college.
And there's nothing easy about that. Now, having come from California, you are all too familiar with high housing prices. Was there any level of surprise about the challenges that yourself and other seniors are facing in Ann Arbor and throughout Washtenaw County?
Yes. When I was in North Carolina and my son invited me to move up to Saline to be close to him as I aged, I began looking at housing opportunities, and I found the Housing Bureau for Seniors on the web, and I was so excited because of the Home Share program. So I actually applied long distance, and it was affordable for me because I was now semi-retired with fixed income. And I found the most wonderful living situation, and I'm still her friend since 2010.
So now that we've mentioned the Home Share program and we're starting to move into that realm, Janet Hunko, can you explain exactly what the program is and how this mutual aid benefits seniors?
Yeah, so Home Share is a beneficial shared living situation where we pair ideally an older adult with a younger person with the idea of allowing the older person to age in place. So in exchange for a reduced rent, a seeker who is a renter would come in and maybe do light chores around the home, maybe light grocery shopping, running the vacuum, mowing the lawn. And this helps the older adult age in place while it provides an opportunity for the renter to live affordably.
it is mutually beneficial.
Absolutely.
What was your first experience in 2010, Judy, when you came to town and you found your first residence? What did it mean to you to have this place, and what was expected of you to live there?
My landlady was looking for income assistance so that she could remain in her home. She was physically capable, so we didn't make any arrangements that I would do anything physically to help her. But it was the friendship and the companionship that was so important to both of us as we aged and as we face our children going away from home and are being more and more isolated from the lives that we had lived. My experience with her was greatly aided by the folks at HomeShare who were available for mediation if we needed help, and they were just available as cheerleaders. So it made it really easy for us to make this friendship that we've had since 2010.
Yeah, and you mentioned that is ongoing today. However, you did become a seeker for a second time and now are living in another residence. What precipitated that change?
Well, as I told you, my son invited me here, and then my daughter invited me back to North Carolina, and she was having heart surgery. So I was very settled here and very happy here. But as her mom, I needed to be there. So I left here thinking I would stay there. But she recovered, and my son said, come on back. So I had already known the lady from whom I'm renting now. And I just called up HomeShare and said, you know, I'm one of your alumni. I'd like to reapply, and I already know the home that can be offered to me. And this particular lady appreciates the income also, and we also are friends.
That is fantastic. Now, you not only reapplied and found another residence and another friend, but you've decided to become a HomeShare volunteer. So how do you see your function in the program?
Well, when I was the first HomeShare participant, I just really fell in love with the people at the HomeShare program. They were so present and thoughtful and not at all judgmental about anybody's financial situation, which is one of the hardest issues that many seniors face as their income becomes fixed and limited. And I offered to serve on their board because I could see that they didn't have anybody on the board who was an actual participant in the HomeShare program.
And that is a unique perspective.
I wanted to be that voice, and it was a thrilling time. And then, of course, I was invited back to North Carolina, so I left, but my heart was still with the HomeShare program and the folks on the staff there. And I was thrilled when Janet was promoted, and I could see that happen for her to move into the director's position. So I left for North Carolina and had no idea I'd be back, but as soon as I came back, I wanted to reestablish my friendship with these folks and found them one day actually at the Michigan Theater. They were having an event, and I just ran up and hugged everybody and said, I want to volunteer, and so I'm back now volunteering.
Janet Hunko, how integral are volunteers to a successful HomeShare program?
Very. They are a huge piece to helping us progress in getting the information that we need. So one of the things that Judy does right now is help us look at background checks for the individuals that come through our program. So everyone who, whether they're a homeowner or a renter, everyone goes through the same process, which is a background check, which is a character references. We check on everybody. So she makes those calls. And it really helps our HomeShare coordinator, who is focusing on growing the program and figuring out different ways. We talked about, ideally, it's a match between an older adult and a younger person. But as Judy says, it's a peer-to-peer as well. So she has two older adults living in the same home. We're also looking at different opportunities on how to take this model and change it into different populations that might not fit that mold. So this gives the opportunity, having a volunteer like Judy, frees up time for our HomeShare coordinator who can explore those types of situations.
And for those who age in place, isolation becomes an issue. And perhaps, Judy Slater, you can speak to this. How important is it to stay connected and have that daily involvement with somebody? Does the HomeShare program also help with that kind of connection to individuals and community?
So I'm speaking from my volunteer status right now. When I make these phone calls on behalf of people who have applied to be HomeShare seekers, they're called, but where they will actually be renting, all of their friends who are, or bosses who are their reference people, say to me that they understand that the sharing and the ability for the homeowner not to be lonely anymore is mostly the primary reason that most of these people are applying to be HomeShare participants. And I can attest to that. It has made a huge difference, not only in my life as a renter, but also in my landlady's lives. Both of them had suffered losses of their husbands and losses of their parents due to Alzheimer's. And, you know, our friendship has really enriched our sense of belonging, not only to each other, but to the community.
And Janet Hunko, if there's one thing you want the community to know about HomeShare and the Housing Bureau for Seniors that perhaps we've glossed over today, what would that be?
One thing that I do want the community to know is that we are actually running on a shortage of home share providers, which are the homeowners. We have far many more seekers than we have providers. And so if anybody's interested in the home share program as a provider, as a person renting and contributing to the community.
And it is mutually beneficial.
Absolutely. Give us a call and let's see if this is a good fit for you.
Well, I've thoroughly enjoyed the conversation and your company today. Thanks to both of you for coming into the studios of WEMU.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That is Janet Hunko, the Director of Housing Bureau for Seniors, and a seeker and a finder. And that is Judy Slater with the Home Share Program, the Michigan Medicine's Housing Bureau for Seniors, and this week's guests on Washtenaw United. Washtenaw United is produced in partnership with United Way of Washtenaw County and heard every Monday. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.